are around the home today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show from the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor as we talk one of their members. As Christian Zaharai joins us, he is the owner of Electrical Contractor of Michigan. You have an interesting background, your family. Your father used to own gas stations, and you were in the Detroit area, and then he bought one in Milan, and you guys moved out here, and so you became an electrician. Your dad's now retired. How did you decide to go into the electrical business?
I thought about it for quite some time. My uncle also kind of advised me as growing up as young about the world, the way it's changing, the way it's growing. It seems to always advance.
It has indeed. And look at, we're in the middle of this heat wave right now, and everyone is praying that their electricity stays on.
Yes. That's why I've had quite a few Generac calls for their air conditioning. Their models are a little bit older. They needed them upgraded.
So let's talk a little bit about generators and how important they can be in these trying times with the electrical grid and everything else. You do Generac, but you also do a couple of other brands as well.
Yes, Cummins. We are officially signing them with, and we're in the process of signing on with Kohler.
Okay. What should people look for when they're making a decision as to getting a generator?
There are quite a few different factors. It's mostly I don't like to upsell. Just what is your comfortability level? What do you need? I don't try to upsell anything. You know, I want to make sure you're comfortable with the purchase, but also make sure that it's going to suit your needs.
Until I got a generator, I never realized there are different levels of how much power you might need, right?
Yes.
And what you want to have powered when the electricity goes off. So you need to know kind of what your comfort level is.
Oh, yes. And the good thing about, I will say, with Generac, I'm not sure about Cummins and Kohler yet. Generac does offer quite a few other solutions. For instance, HOAs that may not allow generators, they have something called power cell.
What is a power cell?
So the power cell is just a battery backup system to where a utility will charge the battery system in an event of an outage.
How long does that last then?
It depends on what you size it for. It could be a day, it could be two, it could be three. It just kind of depends on the engineering aspect, the building of it.
And will that power lights?
Whole home. Yep.
The whole home?
Yes.
Really?
And you can also invert it with the micro inverters for solar. So Generac has it, which is very nice, to where you can do Generac, a generator, home standby.
Okay.
Or if you are an HOA, you could potentially do the battery backup with solar.
And can you do that without the generator then?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, it's not like a package deal.
Nope.
Is the price that much different?
Well, for solar, it is going to be a little bit quite more expensive because with solar, you got to also understand you are selling back to the grid.
Right.
As well.
Right.
So not only are you're storing, but you're selling back on the off times you're not using.
So you're making money that way.
You're making money potentially from it.
Okay. Can you give us an idea on pricing on generators generally and contrast that with the power cell?
The price point really, like I said, it's a little
depends
bit
depends on how big your house is, right?
It depends on how big your house is. It depends on your unit. It depends on kind of the bells and whistles that you would like attached. Generac has a lot of other features. They are offering Mobile Link, which is a free service they're offering now to where homeowners can monitor their generator all the time 24/7 through the mobile app.
Christian Zaharai with us and his company. We're talking about an Electrical Contractor of Michigan out of Milan. They're members of Bragg Ann Arbor. The power cell battery, then, will that last as long as a generator will? Just the lifespan of something like that?
Typically, the generator is going to be a lot more convenient. It's most likely going to last longer.
Okay.
Because the generator creates its own power to where the battery stores it. So depending on how much you're using, depending on how long the power is out, you could potentially be limited to it. But with the generator, it would create it for as long as you needed it to.
Christian, is there much difference between the makes of these kind?
They do have air-cooled, liquid-cooled for larger homes. Mm-hmm. It does depend, like I said, the price point is a little bit hard to go on. It does depend on your needs, square footage, equipment you may have attached to it.
Yeah, I'm used to Kohler. That's what I've always had.
Kohler.
But I know Generac is good, too. I had not heard of Cummins before.
They're getting into it. Cummins is known for their engines. But they're getting into it now. It seems like they're creeping up into the game a little bit.
You're full service. You do electrical for residential, for businesses. Tell us a little bit about your business.
So we do residential, commercial, new construction, and remodel.
Mm-hmm.
We offer thermography for it, which used to be a recommended practice. Now it's a standard.
So let's talk about thermography. You're a level two thermographer?
Level two thermographer.
What does that mean?
So that's a process of scanning electrical. Well, you can do it for more than electrical equipment, building inspecting. There's quite a few different applications for it. It's the means of measuring electrical components through IR, infrared scanning, that could potentially see faults in the equipment.
So what are you looking for?
Temperature spikes. Mostly it just goes by temperature spikes, but there is a calculation. It's a delta T measurement that you would have to take through the other components to have a good reference. Okay, why? How much is this? Okay, it's a 15 degrees hotter maybe, but what severity is the category in? Should it be maintenance, you know, annually, possibly twice a year, or does it need immediate correction?
Okay, and what are those corrections? How do you do that?
There's a few things. It could be a loose lug. It could be a damaged wire. Mm-hmm. It could be a short. You just have to track it down.
They're licensed and insured, and Christian is the owner of this company. He holds the master's, contractors, and code inspector licenses with the state of Michigan. And you offer full maintenance on all of this. I want to talk a little bit about what's happening right now. Just when there's high heat, everyone using their air conditioners. Look what's happening in Europe. They don't even have air conditioning for the most part. I think that's going to change real soon.
Probably.
I know. I don't know how they're living through the heat wave that they have been having, but thank goodness for air conditioning. How challenging is this to the system, though?
It could. Well, it's kind of one of those things. You never think about it until you need it.
Yeah, right.
Regular maintenance is very important.
That makes the difference.
That makes a difference. Keeping up with your oil changes. And I'm not sure any reputable dealer would do this, and any homeowner should watch out for it. You should be performing additional tests, you know, just changing the oil, the air filter, spark plugs is not necessarily enough. There's something called load bank testing. This is something— Load bank testing, and it's a certain piece of equipment any reputable dealer should have. This is how you're actually going to stress your generator out to see if it will keep up when demand comes on.
Okay.
Not just the idle size to where it may lubricate components, make sure it will check for any faults are not active.
Right.
A load bank is actually going to stress it out, say, hey, we need this correction if you do need it.
So buying a generator, you're not done with this. You should be getting this checked out annually, right?
Annually, minimum, very bare minimum is biannually.
Okay.
But it's more than just, like I said, the oil changes, regular standard maintenance.
Yeah. All right, that's generators. But what about air conditioning?
The air conditioning, as far as
checking it out.
Oh, that HVAC, probably, yeah. Make sure it just, HVAC, and typically HVACs, they'll offer a maintenance package to where they'll come also annually, check it. And mostly you should check it before the season comes up.
When it comes to your electricity in your home, though, too, and making sure that the system is set up correctly, what are you looking for as an electrician?
There's a lot. Well, you can always tell the kind of the, hey, a buddy of mine can do this. Don't worry about it. From a licensed rep. It's very important to have a licensed, professional.
So what should homeowners look for if something like that has happened? Maybe they're buying a new house and they don't realize that that's what had happened prior.
I would definitely call a licensed official out.
To check it out for you.
Contractor.
Yeah, yeah. A lot has been talked about with the data centers down in the Saline area, et cetera.
And Dundee. I don't know if it's gotten approved yet. But
yeah.
And this is where the generators, I think, could be helpful, especially right now. I don't think our grid is prepared. I don't think so.
For what's to come?
No.
Someone told me that they'd been experiencing some kind of brownouts. And
a lot of people have. Even my Generac customers have.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you think it's because of the testing that's been going on with the Saline data center?
I can't say for sure. I don't have that data.
But it's unusual, right?
It is unusual. I have my own kind of opinion on it. Yes, I do.
Well, tell us.
There's no way to tell, publicly without the data in front of you.
Right.
But I would be prepared for it as a homeowner.
Yeah. Are you seeing more people getting generators?
I am.
And to start that process, what do they need to do?
It's very simple. You can, Generac has a dealer locator. I'm also on there. You can just go on their dealer locator.
Okay.
You will find a actual Generac dealer in your area.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the reviews, or you can do your own research on them. you can contact them directly through Generac.
You can also go to Christian's website. It's electricalmichigan.com.
Yes.
Electricalmichigan.com and learn more about his company.
And that will also take you to the Generac page to where you can actually reach out to request a estimate or a consultation.
Expert electrical services for homes and businesses in Michigan. They are, as we mentioned, licensed and insured. Again, Electrical Contractor of Michigan. How'd you come up with the name of your company?
It was kind of on the fly, to be honest. I finally got done with all my testing and certifications, license. I'm bored. I was just, okay, I'm just going to send it. It didn't take too long.
And you opened up back in?
2025 of January.
What has business been like for you?
Very busy.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people needing your services.
Oh, yes. Residential, commercial, it could be generated, it could be solar, you name it.
You provide it all. And what has what are your thoughts about Bragg Ann Arbor and being part of that organization now?
I am very thankful, honestly. Actually, the reason how I stumbled upon them is because I'm actually in the process of obtaining my builder's license.
Oh.
So Sid Warren is a great instructor over there. And I actually reached out to him. I said, hey, how can I kind of start networking in my area? He said, well, you know, kind of gave the reference to it. And I ended up calling Bragg, joined the membership, and I'm very excited to be a part of them. And
that's great. What do you hope to do with your builder's license? What are your goals?
To be honest, that was just...
It's good to have,
to
isn't
be in
it?
A, to be
yeah.
in a know.
Yeah.
I am an electrical contractor. I don't plan to ever build. I don't have a background in building, but I kind of would like to keep up with the market.
You took to heart what your uncle told you all those years ago.
I did.
How to move forward and how to prepare yourself for your career and your business that you have opened up.
Yes. He was also in the process of it. He also did own party stores and things of that nature, like my father did.
Wow, that's great.
I'm thankful for his advice, and I'm happy to be where I'm at.
Christian,
happy for Bragg Ann Arbor and for you, Lucy. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Christian Zarehi and his company, again, you can go online to electricalmichigan.com. Electricalmichigan.com. He's a level 2 thermographer at Electrical Contractor of Michigan. Their mission is to provide reliable electrical services that meet the needs of the community, and they are committed to safety, quality, and customer satisfaction in every project that they undertake. And their expertise specializing in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services. They have a licensed team dedicated to providing high-quality electrical solutions tailored to your needs. Again, the website, electricalmichigan.com. Christian, great getting to know you and your company, Electrical Contractor of Michigan.
Thank you, Lucy. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. How long have you been in Milan now?
We've actually been out here for about 18 years.
Oh, a long time. Yeah, did you go to Milan schools? Or?
No, I actually went to Dearborn, Fortson.
Oh, okay.
We moved out here shortly after that. My oldest daughter is 18. She's turning 18 November.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. You look so young. You're kidding me. Does she have any interest in the business?
No.
It's so nice getting to know you. Thank you. We wish you well.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station. And for more information about the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, you can go online to BraggAnnArbor.com. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. More coming up right after the news here on 1290 WLBY.